RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
8:02 in the a.m., Kim McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, I was just watching that Marcus Spears comment on Lamar Jackson from last night. Gave me goosebumps again. I don't give a damn if you don't like how he comes in the building. You weren't talking about that when he was winning MVPs. Mic drop.
Well, somebody had to say it on that set.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of Emmanuel Acho, Ryan Clark's just been out of pocket with all the stuff he's been saying. It's like he says a dumb thing and then comes back and apologizes the next day. It seems like it's just rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
And now people were calling. Emmanuel Acho had a video go viral of him saying that the Saints were stupid for drafting Tyler Shuck in front of Shador Sanders, to which everybody's now revisiting that.
Yeah, because he's going to be, might be a rookie of the year.
Ain't nobody got it worse than you in making selections, man. Stop picking stuff.
Hey, this is a good football game coming up. A game that's going to decide who goes to the postseason. Why is that not the storyline, but the future of coaches is more of a storyline with some people?
I don't know. I can't stand it. I tell you, being on Twitter at times is insufferable, being on message boards and whatnot. Everything you want to say about this team, you want to say three positive things, or three things that could hold them back, and three things that could help them in the playoffs. Everything becomes a referendum on John Harbaugh for next year.
Well, even Mike Tomlin.
I mean, it's everywhere in the division. There's one thing that Steelers fans right now are taking some solace in is they think not only should Tomlin be fired, but every coach in the division should be fired. And maybe that would make them feel better if everyone else has to go through that too.
Hey, Ken, as far as just going back to this past week, the ride, Saturday night getting the win, the way it's coming down, Snoop making the big play to make sure you don't blow a double-digit lead, and then watching the Steelers and how interesting that game even got. Well, what was your take on just, did you enjoy all that?
I certainly enjoyed Saturday night. That was just a wonderful game, incredible efficiency. I'm sure we'll get into some of that. But the game Sunday was like having your colon wound on a spindle. Not that I know exactly what that feels like, but I can't imagine it's a good thing.
Did I write that for you?
Yeah.
Wound on a spindle.
It was a gut-wrenching game. It was very difficult, and to watch them, almost blow the lead, finally find Freiermuth as a target again after what weeks, of him being absent.
Pittsburgh said in the fourth quarter several times, "We don't want to win the game. Stop giving it to us.
You can't make us."
Kim McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com, joins us. Let's get back to Saturday. Your thoughts on the Ravens' run defense against the Packers, Ken?
It was outstanding. They didn't do a good job containing Willis, but they certainly shut down the Packers running backs entirely with 7 carries for 19 yards in the game. But they couldn't contain Willis, and that was a problem all night. Is they really just couldn't find a way to stop him. They stopped themselves a couple times. Willis made a bad decision to leave the pocket against a spy one time, but otherwise they couldn't get him.
Ken, as far as looking at quarterback play, what did you see from Huntley in this game? Again, managed the game efficiently, but made a big play when he had to.
Yeah, he was, I would say, flawlessly conservative in the game. There's nothing about his, what happened during the game that you'd say, I really want that, unless you look under the covers a little bit and you want the low variance offense. And so what I mean by that is, there's a range of outcomes by play that can be pretty broad, including, sacks and explosive plays at the other end. And you're usually making a trade-off between those two. Huntley, everything being out quickly, a whole bunch of 5, 6, and 7 yard gains, threw for 5.1 yards per throw. it was essentially a complement to the run game. They never got themselves really behind in the sticks for the game, so they went 10 of 14 on third down. One of those they reversed on fourth down, so they actually had 30 first downs in the game, which is the seventh most in team history, tied for the seventh most. They only had 33 opportunities to get a first down after that. They converted 30 of those. Wow. It's unbelievably efficient. And I don't know that the Ravens have ever had a higher number in a single game. They probably have sometime during 2019, but that was remarkable.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, let's go back to the chances that the Ravens have. They win this game. You really believe they've got a shot to make a run in the postseason?
I do. I think they've got essential elements, and they may have rediscovered themselves in this game. So I'm kind of blowing some of the question you always like to ask me last about what do we learn about the Ravens here. But the Ravens may have rediscovered an identity that people decided they didn't want it. By the way, be careful about what coach you want gone, because Greg Roman's offense, make no mistake about it, is right back here in Baltimore now. With 2.19 heavies per play in this game, so they're getting almost as heavy as they were in the Roman era, and they have this low variance approach to the offense that's extremely successful. And that was a beaten down and heavily injured Packers defense, but what the Ravens did to them had to be incredibly demoralizing and just consistently getting all those first downs. What
did you see from the offensive line in this one? A lot of running, obviously, but did the guys that usually get beat up, did they play well?
Yeah, I'd say it was generally good play across the line. I think when you rush for 307 yards, you're able to run the ball 53 times and only pass it 21. You're generally going to have a good game. But they didn't get penalized. They didn't give up any of the one sack was not on the offensive line. Stanley had a contribution to a number of pressure events in the game. So his play was probably the worst at a C. Voorhees also a C. He missed 12 blocks, but he made lots of mobility blocks. By the way, that was
12 blocks.
Yeah, so that's not as serious as it sounds, because in a lot of games,
sounds pretty serious.
Well, he missed three poles, and he had other plays where he went to level two and missed them, but he missed 12 blocks is the total. Has similar number on the right side from Falele. Let's talk about that for a minute, because he had a really good pass blocking game, allowed one pressure, but he got out to level two and had level two no block or level two whiff a number of times, and he missed two poles as well. Missing those blocks, they're less chance to make them, and they are more they're less hurtful when you do. The worst thing you can do is lose the guy directly across the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
That's a loss at the line of scrimmage. It's treated differently. In terms of what
see, that's how I'm envisioning that. He missed what was in front of him.
Yeah, that's right.
He's going out to make a play,
right,
and he doesn't make the play.
So
that does not sound serious.
It scored L2NB on my right, on my score sheet. So, okay. So anyway, he played very well. The guy who was incredible in this game, Tyler Linderbaum, 18 level two blocks. And I'll say that's the highest total I've ever seen. But Rosengarten had 11 in the game. As part of it is you run the ball, 53 mm-hmm. times. It might be able to happen. Yeah, everybody had at least five. Falele had six, even though he missed a bunch in level two, too. Stanley had, I think it was seven. No, five level two blocks. Voorhees had eight level two blocks. So, I mean, the guards were on the move the whole game. A lot of pulls. So Voorhees made eight out of 11 pulls. This is the back to the power run game where they do a block a lot. They have a guard on the move, and they're trying to pierce the opposing defense at the point of attack, as opposed to allowing the runner to make the decision on what the best cutback lane is, which that's what really zone blocking is. And they're very effective at it, and it maximizes the relationship between Falele and Linderbaum in particular to a good degree that I really like.
I just want to get something quick. How shocked were you that the Ravens took the ball to start the game?
The explanation was good, mm-hmm. that it was wind-related. They wanted the wind in the fourth quarter, so I like it from that perspective. It's at least reasoned. I don't have a problem with it. I don't like giving away the middle two drives and potentially in the game.
Yeah.
A healthy Lamar or Tyler Huntley? Is that a real question? We'll let Ken McCusick talk about it on the other side. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders. users with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris under the weather. Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com is joining us. Ken, there's a question that goes on. I love John Harbaugh's answer to this. Healthy Lamar, Tyler Huntley, who do you start? For me, it's not even a question, but to you, it may be a legitimate question.
No, not a legitimate question. I think particularly against the Steelers, and they're more healthy in some ways on defense than they were before. They're certainly not more healthy on offense, but they have Harmon back in the middle of that defensive line. You have to have Lamar to force them to defend every blade of grass. So yep. you really need them to spread out the defense and not crowd the line of scrimmage. They're perfectly capable of doing it. They've done it before against Joe Flacco very effectively, and they need to – when the teams that have done it, they take away the Ravens' misdirection ability even more. So you have to have Lamar to threaten to go over the defense, and Tyler Huntley just doesn't do that.
No, he doesn't. I mean, I don't think he attempted – any pass more than 10 yards on Saturday.
Well, he didn't complete any over 10 yards. He tried twice, one for 10 and one for 15 or 17 down the right sideline that was incomplete.
What did you see from the front on defense as far as pressure? Was it a situation, you know, if we're looking at the pass rush or even the guys up front? I know there was a lot of talk about some of the guys on this team playing well. And Trenton Simpson was another guy that was brought up, I think, by Preston yesterday. But your thought on the front seven there?
Yeah, Preston's right to bring up Trenton Simpson. He made one of the very big plays of the game as a spy, getting over to take down Willis on the run left for one, which forced a field goal. So that was a big play in the game. They only had four defensive linemen active. Whenever that happens, I go into conniptions as soon as that comes out and complain about that on Twitter. But as it turned out, Brent Urban played six snaps and Okoye played three snaps, even though they only had four defensive linemen active. So it was all basically on Travis Jones, who they couldn't get out of the game. And he just had to be in there for every pass rush snap they had. They only played 1.4 defensive linemen per play, which is an outrageously low number. They never, not one time in the entire game, did they have three defensive linemen in the game, that's the base defense. That's, you know, when you're trying to stop a running team, that's what you do. But they, you know, very quickly they were off that in the game. And they had two plays at the end of the game that were the race car package. The first two times they brought it in the entire season where they have four outside linebackers as the front and no defensive linemen. So that was interesting. I hope we'll see more of that, honestly.
Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com, joins us. You brought up Travis Jones. He was my defensive player of the game. I don't know if he's played a more dominant game all season long. Hit a sack, 1.5 sacks, but it seems like he was even much more of a presence than that.
Yeah, I mean, he was ridiculously good. And it was fewer passing attempts this week than last week when he had eight pressures. So he's been outrageously good since this contract has been signed. It already looks like one of the great contracts in team history. He's the centerpiece of the pass rush. He will be next year. I think the interesting question with Travis, by the way, is going to be, do they draft a nose tackle because he's been so dominant playing as a three tech next to Jenkins?
Yeah.
Or do they draft, they move him back to nose and try and get another Madubuike type of dominant, maybe a smaller penetrating three tech to be the great pass rusher? But it's a great choice. I mean, to have that choice really opens up the draft for them in a lot of ways this year.
You can kind of go best player
yeah.
available of either option with that.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking about, I know you watched most of the Steelers game and you didn't break it down the tape or whatever, but did you see anything from this game that you think the Ravens can take away and use next week? Because that Steelers team could not push the ball downfield whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the Ravens with Huntley out there. Maybe they have the similar thing, but you still got 22 in the backfield.
Yeah, I think the things that beat the Ravens the last time against the Steelers were Rodgers getting the ball out quickly a lot to a spot on the field. And particularly the very first play of the game, which is a long pass up the left sideline to Metcalf. Actually, that's exactly what the Green Bay did on the first pass in this game.
Right.
But I don't think they have a good chance to do that because they just don't have the receiving
personnel
weapons anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Calvin Austin is gone. He beat him on a speed play up the left sideline, and Metcalf beat him all over the place in this last game, and he won't be there either. So I'm liking it.
Their only speed guy right now is MVS, and I'm not even sure he has hands. I mean,
I'm not sure he knows the route. At least he let Aaron Rodgers tell him.
Well, Aaron was yelling at him the entire time.
Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, John Harbaugh was very vocal in not being pleased with what he saw defensively on Saturday. But one thing he said was communication wasn't a problem. I thought communication looked to be an issue during that football game.
I mean, I go back to the third play of the game, or the their second play that wasn't a penalty, let's put it that way.
Right.
The throw up the middle where there's four verticals going on and Hamilton didn't drag his guy. That's a assignment error. I don't know if it's really a communication error in the same way. But, you know, Roquan was yelling at Hamilton after the play, so it kind of looked like to me that he'd known he'd made a mistake, and that's certainly what whoever was doing the color on that game did a pretty good job. He picked up on it right away.
Right.
Should have been.
I want to go back to, you talked a little bit about Henry, the workload. Any issues with that whatsoever? Because he said he's built for it. 36 carries a lot. I'm not complaining. It makes me look back at the previous week going, why couldn't we have done that then? But your thoughts on just the workload he got and if we see more of that moving forward.
That's the other thing you get, by the way, right now, is that nothing is ever good because it's why did they figure this out, you know, 10 weeks ago when we really needed it. But anyway, I agree with you that the Henry workload actually bothers me slightly. In terms of what's going on, he's got a lot of carries to get, hopefully, for the Ravens over the course of the next 5 or 6 weeks, right through, you know, hopefully Super Bowl 60. It is Super Bowl 60 this year, right? I think so.
Is it 60?
Sexta.
But anyway, I am a little concerned about it. He had 36 carries is an awful lot. It tied the Ravens' all-time record for carries in a game. And, you know, it's I wouldn't want him carrying that many times every week.
Greatest rushing performance at Lambeau Field.
I don't want him carrying that time every week from week one. But from week 17, I don't mind him carrying it.
Yeah, okay.
Times. Yeah.
It was a must-win game. I agree.
From here on out,
and
I'm fine.
You're probably okay with 42 this week and 46 the next week, and yeah. I would be too.
Yeah.
I
just don't want that from week one. Yeah. Don't start the season that way.
Right.
You know, rev them up and get them ready for that final run. But right now, it's like, now you're chasing a legacy. Now you're chasing history. Mm-hmm. Saddle up, big boy. Don't practice them. What did you learn about the Ravens this week?
Well, I mean, the thing earlier is that they may have rediscovered themselves. This is the coolest thing, that they refined the power run game. I look back at the 2012 team and the playoff run they made. I think the other thing they could figure out, and Marlon Humphreys had an interception in three consecutive games. He actually hasn't played all that well during this three-game stretch. He's been beaten a lot on coverages. If they all of a sudden pull the switcheroo at the last moment and make Humphrey the strong safety, I think that could be the big change for the playoffs this year that makes this defense dominant again. You know, it'd mean more snaps out of Awuzie on the outside opposite Wiggins. You'd basically stay with your slot corner situation being what it is, which is a combination of Hamilton and Washington when they're in dime. I think Humphrey's skills are incredibly portable to the strong safety position, and I think basically the time is now to make the change. If it doesn't happen in the playoffs this year, I think it'll happen next year if he's going to be back with the Ravens at all, because he's last among all corners in coverage grade by PFF, has given up a good number of yards per target.
So. Ken, what your thoughts? Do they win on Sunday? And tell everybody about your website.
Sure. I hope they win on Sunday, so I'll just leave it there. 62% chance. I think I'll go with the Gamblers and hope they're right on that. FilmStudyBaltimore.com is the website, @FilmStudyRavens on Twitter if you want to follow me. The defensive notes and the offensive line scoring in detail, which is really worth reading this week because there's some great numbers in there, is out there. And please make use of #FilmStudyMailbag if you'd like to ask a question. I'll get it on the right show, or I'll do a separate 1 to 3 minute video on it.
Thank you very much. See you next week, Ken.
And Happy
New
Year
to you. You too, guys. Wild card round of the playoffs. There you go.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.